1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
You know, if the show isn't on anywhere in the United States because of sports preemptions, you may be in a city where your local team is playing and then The Phil Hendry Show ain't heard, you can easily hear our show with a backstage pass. And what that does is allows you access to the live stream of the show for $6.95. You can hear every show. You can also hear all the shows archived for 30 days. So you can go on our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and you can access 30 days of full shows, 3 hours, all 3 hours of each show for 30 days. In addition to that, we have an archive with a lot of bits, excuse me, a lot of different sketches, as they say, and, you know, different one-offs and different things that we've done just by getting the backstage pass. The other thing it's going to do is help you watch our webcast, which is on the 11th of November. We'll be doing a live webcast, our third, using the technology that we now have at our disposal. Some of you may remember we did a webcast every Christmas, just, you know, just about a week before we went on Christmas vacation, and we used this camera. It was a 360-degree camera. You could sort of scroll around the studio, but it was the video quality was not too hot. And so we decided to kind of crap can that and go with this new multi-camera approach. So with $6.95, that's burning a hole in your pocket. Probably you've got it there because you gave up, what, buying the Hostess? I don't know. Did you get the little chocolate ones or what were you doing with that? The cigs, the cigars, the maybe you gave up that membership there at oldsploshers.com. Good for you. Good for you that you're cleaning your freaking act up. Oh, God. How about that, bud?
Yeah, I gave it up.
You gave up oldsploshers.com, huh?
Yeah, it got to be grotesque when the women were old, really old.
You are as sick as can be, man. First of all, you got pictures of women, Bud's babe of the week. Every week it's a lesbian.
Oh, my God, are you homophobic?
No, I'm not. But the reason why you put them there is because you think you can turn a lesbian.
Yes. Yes.
Now, he's online every night as soon as he gets out of here. He's got a membership to oldtarts.com.
Kitty Fox is going to be my babe of the week.
Kitty Fox? What is she, 65? Good God. So you can take that $6.95 and put it to good use. Membership on our website, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686, and our email is phs@philhendryshow.com. And I think it's time that we say something that has been really talking about something burning a hole in your, you know, thing. This is something that has needed to be said for a long time. Harry brought it up to me tonight, and I know I am sick of it, sick to death of it. And someone's got to say something about it. And you people that are behind the problem, you ought to hang your heads in shame. Now, I don't know whether you get your giggles because of it, whether it's a real hoot and a half when you go back to the company, but those pop machines that say, slide your dollar bill in, and it always spits it out. Let me tell you something. It's beginning to tighten my jaws, and I will put on a specially designed boot and put it right through that thing one of these days. A friend of mine tried to kick the front of a pop machine in once. Do you know that they make it with such reinforced plastic that it almost broke his leg? Because what it does is, he had on pretty good-sized construction boots, and the machine had spit out the dollar, and he finally, like you were saying, Harry, he got a dollar bill, he starched it, pressed it, sent it to a dry cleaner. He had the thing just, it was like cardboard, you know, and it still, then it stole the money. That's when he took his boot and tried to just cave the front of this machine in, and it the plastic just, the reflex of that plastic just almost snapped his freaking ankle. And that's the unkindest cut of all. Not only do you steal our money, but you make it out of some kind of a plastic that for kicks and giggles will snap a man's leg at the shin. Like what happened to Joe Theismann on that Monday night, that famous replay? That's what'll happen to your leg when you try to kick in the front of a soda machine. Look, it, don't tell me just insert your dollar here. Every time I hear someone say insert it here, I got to look and see whether or not I've had shots. You know, you take that thing, just get out of here and start taking change. I don't know. Take one freaking quarter. I got a great idea. How about making it a dollar, four quarters, boom, all right? Pop, $1.25 or $1.15, and I got to get a nickel and a dime. You don't give change. Some too. I bet you these guys, that vending business, you know, it's not for nothing that the mafia is heavily involved in that. You think that's some kind of a just a coincidence? Organized crime's been in vending machines for so long. Why? Well, you talk about an easy source of capital. First of all, it steals your money. What, are you going to go complain about it? No. I mean, some people do. I've seen people get nuts. I'm going to put a note on that machine. That machine took my quarter, and that's the last time that ever happened. Yeah, good luck. So you got to wait around for the guy to come and service it, and generally he'll give you your money back. But when it's like, say, 10 o'clock at night and you're dying of thirst, and what would go down real nice would be one of them Fanta iced teas. Forgive the unfortunate name. You know how they have, like, that Lipton iced tea in there? They got that Fanta orange drink? Or as Gene Hackman said in French Connection, give me a grape drink, huh? They got one of them grape drinks? You go over there, it says $1, and it has that little slot, and it has the dollar that shows you which way to put the dollar in. Now you go into your pocket, and you pull out all the crumbled money, and you find the one that is least crumbled. Then you find, oh, God, this is great, man. I must have got this at the bank. Because look at it. It's all flat and crisp. Man, you can taste that Fanta iced tea going down right now. And then you take it, and you make sure the picture's lined up with the one on the thing. You don't want the president's head going the other way. So you make that George Washington's all lined up, and you slide it in, and then you hear the glorious sound of the machine. It's sucking it in, right? You're all bitching and sucking it in. And then, within about a half of a beat, it's sticking it right back out again. And you're thinking to yourself, what do I got to do? I got to go to the mint? Do I got to print my own money? What do they want from me? You do it again. Now, how many times you've been standing in front of one of those machines, and you'll say, anybody got a dollar? You want to trade a dollar? You know, people are trading dollar bills to see what's good. Now, apparently, and I'm not too well-versed on this, but apparently when money gets too old, the mint takes it and they burn it. That's what they say. Yeah, bull crap. I got some dollar bills in my pocket right now, man. I mean, they've got phone numbers on them. I got a couple of dollar bills that have been through like six generations of like grandkids, because it says to Billy from Grandma. Then there's a phone number for a good time, see Lois. Then there's, and on the back, it's something else, and somebody drew a mustache on the guy. And these things are so old. If that's the only dollar bill that you have and the machine says insert that, you don't even freaking bother, because you know what's going to happen. It's like the machine saying, you're kidding with that one, right? No, I'm not. Well, I'm not going to take that. Why? Well, because it's not good enough. Oh, I see. You're a pop machine that has to have a certain kind of money. Yeah, that's right. It has to be able to be read by the computer. Bull crap. Because the last time and now you're standing there talking to a Coke machine, and now you're in big trouble. You got to sit there and you're rapping to a Coke machine about, what do I got to do to be acceptable to you? I'm dying of thirst, man. You know, I need water here, man. Well, guess what? There's a tap over. I don't want to drink L.A. City freaking river water. I want to drink the good jazz that you got in that plastic bottle that says it comes from them Alpine Springs. I want that. It says right there on the bottle, from High Mountain Springs. Like it's rainwater, man. I want that. Well, you better go get a better dollar bill than one you got, because I ain't taking that. No way, no can do. So it's just an idea. Otherwise, screw it, man. Like, just have a pop machine. How about on the honor system? What do you say? You know, just 1 week, we just take whatever we want. We used to have something like that at a place I worked at. God, did we rip it off blind. That lasted 2 weeks. Honor system. Roger. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We'll be back with more discussion about the website and our webcast. It'll be coming up on November the 11th. Got a couple of emails to read. Also, some interesting things. Interesting things on our website. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, coming up this hour, we have a brand new feature called Billy Johnson and Tom Sports Radio. Billy is an energetic guy and Tom clinically depressed. It's a new feature on our show, Billy Johnson and Tom Sports Radio. And Dr. Dean Adele makes a return visit to our show shortly with some medical advice. I just saw a thing and I wanted to kind of sort of Well, I guess maybe it's an opinion. Am I allowed to do that?
I better check with Mr. Hall.
Okay, check with Mr. Hall. There was a thing on TV I saw where, get this, in central Minnesota, an Amish kid just contracted, what do you think he got?
I don't know.
Polio.
Jesus.
Polio, dude. Polio. Now, polio has been virtually wiped out in this country since the 50s because of inoculation, vaccinations of children. But a little Amish kid got it up in central Minnesota. And do you want to know why the little Amish kid got it? Because they don't believe in it. Now, this is the thing. This is where religion, this is where it stops. See, that's what it is for me. Religion is fine. Freedom of religion, beautiful, groovy. When it starts making kids sick, no. Now, the Amish, I understand that they're sort of a national treasure. They're a very simple people. They go back. They are a throwback to the 19th century. They believe in kind of the old ways. And in America, we kind of dig having them around. We can always say, yeah, you ever been down to Amish country? You know, and you drive down the road and you see them in their buggies with their wide hats and a chick in a bonnet. And everything is, it's very picturesque. And that's fine. But when your freaking religion, man, starts making kids sick, in other words, we don't go in for that polio vaccination thing. Or is that right, huh? Hey, there's a barn that has to get raised. How about getting out of here and we'll take the kids and get them vaccinated? No, you're not. You don't be doing thou this and thee and thou and all of that. Thou not taketh thy child to take it down to thy doctor to get thou inoculated. Well, yes, we will. Whatever happened to a man being free? A man is free to do anything he wants, but you're not free to make a kid sick. You don't get to do that. No religion gets to do that. That's where religion ends, you see? It's like the guys that, I don't want to mention any names, but some of them don't like blood transfusions. Fine, you don't have to have a blood transfusion. Go ahead and die. I don't care. I could care less. What I care about is when you won't let a kid have one because your kid is part of your religion. You're going to kill a kid, man, because you got some funky King David beard and you got some freaking weird-ass looking hat with your overalls and your jughead clodhoppers and you're trotting down the road there. What are you going to go and find some way to drive a nail without a hammer because your religion doesn't believe in hammers? No, we use the old nail drive. What do you use, your heads? I mean, I'm sorry. Somebody's got to say it. And I'm the man to say it. I'm Phil Hendry, and that's one moron's opinion. All right, 1-800-449-86. We got a call? All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
That was pretty funny, what you were saying about the Amish. I agree with you totally 100% about that, because that's no way for, you know, children should be protected.
Well, I mean, I just think they should. I mean, for instance, you know, who says that you get to put your kid at risk from a disease, right?
Yeah, no, but the reason why I'm calling really is not about that. I tried to email you a couple of times on your website, philhenryshow.com.
Uh-huh.
And I got, like, this auto response. And,
Like the automatic response we send out when we're not answering the email?
Yes, sir. And I gotta tell you, it was almost like being cut with a knife because, it disrespected my manhood to a degree because...
Why?
Well, I mean, I felt like I should at least have a human being to say, yeah, you know, guess what? You know, we're not... You know, thanks a lot, but, you know...
Well, the autoresponder thing is there because if we're not in the office, if we're on vacation...
No, I know why it's there, but you have to understand from my perspective... If I send an email to you and I don't get a personal response, it's almost like you're taking the back of your hand and just slapping my face, you know?
Well, sir, I don't mean it that way, you know.
Well, what I did was I wrote a...
Well, what was it about?
Well, I wanted to request a flashback. It was a bit that I heard a few weeks ago with Harvey Weinman, okay?
Okay.
So then I got this auto response saying, oh, you know, we're sorry. Phil's not in the office right now, which you know that's a lie. I mean, I know that's a lie.
No, wait a minute, man. Not necessarily it's a lie. It's that there's too much email.
Well, but anyway, so I responded to the auto response, you know? And guess what?
What?
I get the same auto response too, you know? So I wrote back a third time, and I said, you know what? Your auto response auto sucks, okay? It's almost like auto suck, you know? And then I got back the same one. So it kind of like, you know, just insulted me to the point where I felt like someone had just taken a steel-tipped boot and driven it deep into the NAD area, you know?
All right, well, let me just say, NAD area.
But let me
just tell you this. We're going to get rid of the email autoresponse. It sucks, you're right. We tried it. They suck. I'm getting more and more, you know, email from people who don't like that, and I understand. I've gotten autoresponse and email from people, and it's like, why even email me, you know?
Yeah, well, but I got to tell you, that's not the end of the story, okay? Because I had a new Dell computer, which I liked very deeply, and it had 50 gigabyte hard drive, flat screen monitor. I got DVD drive, I got everything, you know, it had the movie maker and everything. But I got the third auto response. So then I sent the email. I said, you know what? You auto suck. Okay, how about that? And then I picked it up and I threw it out of my dorm window. So
you took your new computer.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because it was, so I was curious if you're not culpable to pay me back for that.
No, man, I ain't paying you back for throwing your own computer out of a window.
Yeah, but your auto suck response, man.
Well, you know what? You can call it what you want. I ain't paying for your computer because in an angry fit.
Well, how come you can't be there to answer email?
You're right. I don't like auto response. We're not going to do it anymore. And I can assure all of my listeners that...
oh, yeah, you can assure them now. But
hold on for a minute, man. I assure all my listeners we're not going to do any more auto response, okay? But I will not be held accountable because you picked up your new computer and pitched it out of your dorm window.
Well, okay, but I feel, Mr. Henry...
It's kind of like me saying to you, you know, your phone call tonight is bugging me so much that I think I'm going to go downstairs, open up someone's... the gas cap in their car and throw a match in and blow a guy's car up because your computer, you know, because your call bugs me.
What? What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying me doing...
Blowing up a guy's car's got nothing to do with my call. But your auto response has to do with me throwing my computer out of my window.
I'm just saying it ain't my fault.
Okay, man. I'm just saying that, you know, you're wrong.
Well, I'm just saying that you're wrong.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And it's my quarter.
Yeah, yeah. What, a game of 8-ball, man? We ain't going to do the auto response anymore, bud. I told you about that.
But it's easy. All I got to do is turn a switch.
I don't give a crap. I don't want that anymore. Auto response. Hi, we're out of the office. Do me a favor, you people. Not you people, but I'm referring specifically to some people in office here at the radio station. How about this? Instead of just send a... I don't know what to send. Wait till you get back. How about that? It's more understandable if I get a email from you. How come I haven't heard from you, man? I was out of town, man. Oh. But then I suppose auto response is so people know you're out of town, huh? Call that guy back, bud.
What are you...
Call him back. Is that guy there, is there a kind of a Hispanic guy playing pool?
Hold on. Hey.
Yeah?
Guy.
Hey, man.
You scratched.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, this is the guy on the radio.
Yeah?
You know what? You're right, man. Auto response lets you know that I'm not there, so you'll know that then, you know.
Yeah, that's my point. Are you that lonely, man? You got to call a caller back?
Get bug off.
Yeah, I'm going to bug. Hey. You know what, man? Your sister scratched.
All right. 1-800-449-YOU-SCRATCHED. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And now it's Sports Radio's two craziest and most informative sports reporters, Billy Johnson and Tom.
Hey, everybody, I'm Billy Johnson, along with Tom, and we got the sports for you today. What an amazing, amazing story of the Houston Astros. Hey, Tom?
Yeah, they're really interesting. interesting.
That's right. The Houston Astros are the winners of the National League. And for the very first time, the Houston Astros are going to be going to the World Series. Tommy, I know you're going to be going to the World Series to see the Astros and the Chicago White Sox. What do you think? What do you think of the matchup? Who do you think is going to win this?
I don't know. I guess probably the... The White Sox.
I agree. I think the White Sox have really got the inside track. We're going to take some phone calls from you, find out what you think about it. What about the National Football League? Haslett, the New Orleans Saints, $20,000 fine for comments that he made about the officials. Tommy, what do you think about that? I mean, this guy Haslett, is he done in New Orleans or what?
Yeah, he said something on Sunday night. You know, he said some bad stuff.
All right, so basically with Todd Peterson connected on a 36-yard do-over, giving the Falcons a 34-31 win, and it led Haslett's post-game tirade, during which time he said the same expletive four times in reference to the call.
Well, he said... Oh, God, I'm so depressed. He said the F-word and stuff like that.
We'll be right back here with the Billy Johnson and Tom Show right after this.
Stay tuned if you want to. I don't care if you do or not.
Who's on the line? Yeah. Yeah, Joe. How's it sound?
I want to ask you guys a question. What's the point of this?
What do you mean, what's the point of it? It's a sports show, huh? Tom, tell him.
Yeah, we're doing a sport. I mean, what's wrong?
What's wrong? I'm listening to one guy got all this energy, and you sound like you're ready to blow your brains out. What is that?
Well, that's the whole point, see? At a sports show, there's one guy that's really hyper, one guy that's really kind of the, you know, the mad dog, and the other guy's kind of the professor, the kind of the thinker. Well, on our show, I'm hyperactive, I'm manic, and he's clinically depressed, okay? Tom's been diagnosed by five different psychiatrists as clinically depressed. He's got no serotonin levels, whatever, in his brain. He's ready to blow his freaking brains out of his skull at any minute, see?
You guys nuts or something? You trying to tell me?
I'm telling you, it's gonna go great. Right, Tom?
Yeah, we've been partners for 20 years. We have a lot of fun.
Okay. When do you guys come back from the break?
We got 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back. Billy Johnson and Tom. Here's where we're talking sports, baby. Boy, this Haslett thing, Tommy, I'm telling you right now, as far as I'm concerned, Haslett's done in New Orleans. Hasn't done a thing down there, and I don't think the guy's got anything going on, right?
Well,
I agree with that. Let's take some phone calls. Hey, Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Nice listening to you. You know, Tom's got a really good point when he just said there about how the F word really is the word that's used in locker rooms and stuff.
Well, Tommy, you look at it. You're trying to tell everybody, trying to tell our callers that you think the F word's okay?
Well, I think so.
We'll be right back. 10 seconds. Is he back on the line? What's the matter? What do you want?
What's wrong with this guy?
What guy?
That Tom guy. I didn't understand a word of this. What was he saying?
Oh, he's got a gun in his mouth.
He's got a gun in his mouth? Why?
Because he's depressed, man. That's the whole thing. Tommy, tell him.
Yeah, how are you hearing?
Will you take that out of your mouth so I can understand something you're saying?
Oh, no, you don't get it, man. This is the way our act goes. Look, you either buy us or you trade us, okay? I don't care. Play or trade, baby. This is our act, all right? I'm Billy Johnson. I'm the hyperactive one. And he's Tommy. He's clinically depressed. He does half the show with a gun in his mouth. We've always done half the show with a gun in his mouth. We always will do half the show with a gun in his mouth, okay? All right? So that's just the way it goes.
You know, I want to see you guys in my office after the show.
Yeah, sure. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Talk here. This is the Billy Johnson and Tommy Show. Tommy, what do you think about the Astros' chance in the World Series against the Sox? The Sox seems destined, huh? Well, that's a good point. Let's go over to Kerry. Kerry, how you doing?
Real good, guys. You know, the White Sox really deserve it. They haven't had it since 1901 or 1801. I forget which century, but they haven't won it. Don't you think they deserve it?
Hey, I think they deserve it. Tommy thinks they deserve it, but Tommy, he's always talking about how the Astros, you're always going on and on and on. You never shut up about the Astros, do you, Tommy?
God.
See what I mean? He never shuts up. We'll be right back. What does this guy want? What do you want?
Look, I listened to that last segment. I can't understand a word that guy is saying, okay? The gun in his freaking mouth. However, I will say this. He's better than you.
What do you mean he's better than me? He's got a gun in his mouth? He's better than me?
Sure. That's why we pay him more money than you.
Give me that gun, Tommy. I'm going to blow my brains out.
Welcome back. I'm Tommy. And take a phone call here on Sports Talk. Hi, Joe.
Tommy, man, do I love your show, man. Every day, every day. God, can I meet you? Can I just meet you and talk to you about sports because you're so knowledgeable?
No, I don't want to.
Thanks a lot, man. Really love the show.
Yes, Tommy went on to become a huge success. Meanwhile, Billy's body was cremated and the ashes thrown out at sea well beyond the international dateline because no one wanted to know where he was or who he was. Billy Johnson died an anonymous man. Tommy went on Conan. I'm Tommy.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Dean Adell will take your health questions in just a couple of moments, but first, these news notes from the Phil Hendry Show. As if the disgrace of the Iraqi people voting on a constitution wasn't fascist enough, now they're going to put Hussein on trial. Who do they think they are? This guy Bush has got to go, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we've called for his impeachment. Why? Why? Why would you have to ask that question? First of all, he's got Iraqis voting. That's ridiculous. It's got to be some kind of a Nazi plan. Why? Why do they get to vote? How come I can't? Just because I don't want to doesn't mean that I wouldn't want to. How come Iraqis get to go to the polls and vote on stuff? What's that about, anyway? What has Bush got up his sleeve? I want to know. What's he planning? What Nazi move is he planning? I know what he's going to do. It's not a real election. It's going to be a satellite of the United States. They'll be doing stuff that we want them to do. Why, the next thing you know, the price of gasoline's going to come down. What a disgrace that'd be. The next thing you know, there won't be any terrorist attacks. And that's what I think is at the heart and soul of this, ladies and gentlemen. George Bush is trying to neutralize the terror influence of an outlaw regime and thus making it safer, maybe, in Europe and the United States. You see? Eh? You thought I was dumb, huh? Well, I ain't. The guy's got to be impeached. No, I can't wait till 2008 or whenever the next election is. I can't count that high. But the fact of the matter remains, as long as that guy's in office, and guess what else? Now they're going to put Hussein on trial. What a Nazi. Saddam Hussein was sitting in a jail cell, okay? Having his picture taken in his underwear. Look, the guy was running that country. Then we went in there and screwed everything up. We go in there, we kick him out, we put him in a jail cell, and now we get him over to the Iraqi people so they can try him. George Bush is taking a page right out of the manual of Adolf Hitler, and somebody's got to do something about it. Impeachment and impeachment now. That's one man's opinion. In other news, now did you see this? The New Orleans Saints want to stay in San Antonio? Well, of course they do. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But I got to tell you, Mayor Ray Nagin apparently is upset because the owner of the Saints, Tom Benson, and you probably have heard this on your local sports talk shows, Tom Benson has been talking with the officials in San Antonio about possibly relocating the team to San Antonio. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know what the fan base in New Orleans. I do know that they have had 36 straight sellouts in the Superdome. I'm also not a real big fan of this guy Nagin, and I don't want to say, not that I'm not a big fan, but I like my public officials to be a little bit more sober and clear. I kind of like them in the Giuliani mold. I don't like to hear a mayor start to squirt it the way this guy did during Katrina. I mean, I was listening to him just fire him into his shorts. And another thing, we got to get it. You know, he was a little bit of panic going on there, man. You know, maybe it's just me. Anyway, Nagin says, I'm ready to go to the NFL and ask Tagliabue for the Cleveland plan. Now, what happened? The Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Ravens. Immediately thereafter, within a season or two, Cleveland was awarded a new franchise by the NFL that was going to be called and is called the Cleveland Browns. The city of Cleveland was allowed to keep the name and the colors and the records. That's very, very important. What happened, basically, is that the Cleveland Browns were called a, I think it was a suspended franchise. The Baltimore Ravens, even though they have the ownership of the Cleveland Browns, become a brand spanking new team, as if they're an expansion team, but they're really not because they had all that talent. It's tough to figure out. You got to be kind of a Cleveland Brown fan to understand that they have such a storied history. The Cleveland Browns, I mean, come on, baby. We're talking about Frank Ryan, Gary Collins, Lou the Toe, all the way on up to, you know, the Reggie Rucker years and the Brian Sipe years and the Paul McDonald years, Leroy Kelly, and let's not forget a guy by the name of Bud.
Who?
Jim Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a real household name.
You being a smartass?
He's a singer, you jackball.
Not James Brown, Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
You know, I really think it's unfair for me to suppose Jim Brown, James Brown. They really got some great names there, don't they?
Okay, so why don't they call themselves Muhammad and stuff like that? You don't dig that either, do you?
No, I don't. I think it's racist.
Well, then what's wrong with a cat named Jim Brown?
Well, it's a big difference. Hi, I'm Jim Brown, and I'm James Brown. What's the difference?
One guy's a singer, and he... Well, I don't even know why I'm arguing with you about this. In any event, Jim Brown. I mean, the Cleveland Browns, Paul Brown.
You got any more Browns? How about a few streaks in your short? Ow!
Streaks in my shorts, huh? You think you're going to get away with a comment like that?
There you go, a lot about Brown.
It just so happens they're called the Cleveland Browns, and they had... Oh, God, I'm gagging here, man. Because a guy's name was Paul Brown that owned him.
I mean, isn't that a little, you know, dirty?
That's right, bud. It's dirty. You're right. You know what? Why am I arguing with you? Why am I arguing with you? You're right. You're right, man. The Cleveland Browns are a disgrace. They named themselves after... Jesus.
What are you laughing about?
Because you're so stupid, man. I'm sitting there, I'm arguing with an idiot about, yeah, the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, that's right. Let's call ourselves something that reminds us of a turd.
Well?
The fact is, it happens to be they were named after the guy that was their first coach, Paul Brown. Okay? And they happen to have a guy named Jim Brown. And their jerseys are...
What about the Cleveland Steamer? How about that? They could have called themselves a steamer because they had to steam the brown out of their shorts.
Never mind, man. So anyway, the...
Yeah, I got you on that one.
Yeah, man, you really... 3 points on that one, yeah. Huh? Jesus, what a... Okay, so anyway, Nagin wants to keep the Saints, and he thinks the Saints have some kind of a storied history like the Browns. The Saints have got Archie Manning, and that's it, man. That's their history. That's the history of the Saints. Archie Manning. And then a long black void. And nothing, baby. However, it's not that big of a thing, man. We'll be right back, because Bud's right. It's all about Brown.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We were just talking, Harry and I were just talking about kickers. What schools that, you know, NFL kickers? Because a guy that was on the Saints, I mentioned Archie Manning, but there was a guy named Tom Dempsey. You guys might know that name. He was born with half of a foot, literally, and he kicked a 63-yard field goal as a kicker with the Saints in 1970 against the Detroit Lions that was tied only, like, within the last three, four seasons by Jason Elam of the Broncos. So, now look at this. Here's the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. What I was telling you, Harry, Wyoming. Yeah, there's a powerhouse. See, kickers don't come from schools that are, you know, anywhere that anyone wants to go, I guess. Here, I'm just looking at the Chicago Bear roster. Here we go, kicker. It's Paul Ehninger, isn't it? And Ehninger went to... No, that's Robbie Gould. Where's Paul Ehninger? Ehninger went to someplace like Boise State. All right. Am I right about that? No. You know, the Bears carry three kickers.
Who cares?
Shut up. I can't find... I don't know. I don't even know who the... Where does Chicago play?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.